From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week, the only official Big 12 radio show on the Big 12 Sports Network. Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. From the Learfield Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
On this edition of Big 12 This Week, we'll start previewing the 2023 football season. We'll hear from Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, and John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears. Two teams that had down years. They need to turn things around, and things are looking up, looking positive for those two programs. That's coming up here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed. And I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses, so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Okay, man, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
This is Big 12 This Week. You can hear the show as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you subscribe and search for Big 12 This Week. Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, joins us. We'll review 2020 and preview 2023 football. Dave, welcome. Having a great summer so far?
Yeah, having a great summer. Let's not review the last season. Can we just move on to the next one?
Yeah. We'll touch on it. Touch on it. So for reference.
You ask whatever you want. I couldn't resist.
Yeah, no, I know. Want to put that one out of, I really thought Oklahoma State had a really good chance, and we'll dig into it too, but I really thought that they had a good chance to make a run at it. And for a while there, it certainly look like it, but we'll get to that. But I do want to look ahead, though. Brian Nardo, the new defensive coordinator for the Cowboys this season.
Yes.
He's got, over 15 years of coaching experience. But is there any concern of moving up to the Power 5 level? Because he really excelled on the Division 2 level.
We did it with Mike Yersich, and it worked out really well, who is our offensive coordinator and has moved on and done even more things in coaching collegiately. So it's been done here before and it's worked. And based on what I've heard and people I've talked to, I don't think it's a huge concern. I mean, it's, probably the biggest part of it is the recruiting part of it. As far as the day-to-day goes, probably the biggest adjustment when you go to the Big 12 from any other spot is the pace of the play. You run into some teams that play really fast, and you've got to call defenses really fast. Now, I've seen that be a problem with guys that worked in other leagues who, came into this conference and they could not get defenses called fast enough. That can be a problem. I don't think with Brian that'll be a problem. He is brilliant. He knows what he's getting himself into. I don't think that's an issue. Again, the recruiting piece of it is probably, to me, and I could be wrong, the biggest adjustment. But outside of that, it's game day. Your eyes tell you what you need to know. If you can pretty much see offensively what teams do. It's pretty easy to see when there's an All-American receiver or running back or quarterback out there. That's pretty easy to distinguish. So I think it'll be fine.
Well, he's had success wherever he's gone, and you talk about the recruiting side of things. From what I've read on Brian, is that he's got a great reputation for building connections with players. So that's a positive as well, and I'm sure that can help in recruiting.
I can definitely see that with his personality and how he is. That could absolutely, I definitely see that, playing out really well.
What does Brian bring to the defense? What will the OSU defense look like?
It's going to be different because they've gone the route of the Iowa State three-man front. So it'll look like Iowa State. That's what it'll look like. And the part of that that's attractive is it doesn't give up big plays. And they've had so much success at Iowa State defensively with that system. The ability to play run and pass, it can be really hard to navigate that. You almost have to use tight ends to create another gap. You have to be willing to throw it on first down and take a 5 or 6 yard gain, all those types of things. People have figured some things out, but it's been a really good defense. And so, what you'll see is you're going to see Iowa State's defense is what you'll see. It's pretty simple. It's the same scheme. And you'll see tons and tons of similarities.
Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, joining us on Big 12 This Week. Why didn't things work with Derek Mason?
I think there was a part of him that was, as he said, kind of ready to step back. He had some family things going on with older parents in Arizona. And as time went along, I think he realized, maybe that's what I need to be doing. So I think really for him, it was more of a choice of, I just don't I just don't know if this is the right time for me to be in coaching, because it's such a demanding profession, and you really have to put your family and everything else aside in order to do that. And I think for him, it was just a choice of, hey, I've got some other things I need to attend to, so I've got to move on. And so I think it was pretty much as simple as that.
Last season, October 22nd, a 41-34 win over Texas in homecoming, a fourth quarter comeback. And the Cowboys at that point are 6-1 and a double overtime loss to TCU away from being undefeated. And then a 48-0 loss to K-State. Spencer Sanders gets hurt and the wheels kind of come off of this thing. Was losing Spencer the reason for the slide? What happened in the second half?
Well, yes and no. It certainly played a role in it. Would I tell you that that was all of it? I would say no. The reality is Oklahoma State its record was better than it was. And, you know, the Baylor game on the road, the Cowboys dominated in special teams. That's how they won that game. They did the same to a large extent against Texas Tech. They were lucky to get away with a win there. And then the Texas game, they kind of stole that game. They came from behind. Texas made some big mistakes. They made them pay for them. You know, special teams were big again. And so, you know, you were living on some borrowed time. It reminded me so much of 2014, almost the same set of circumstances. You'd lost a lot of guys defensively from the previous team. And you get off to a pretty good start where you only have one loss in mid-October, but you know, in your mind, your eyes tell you, you know what, we're not that good.
Yeah.
We're just not. And you just kind of hope you keep stealing them, but you also know that at any point in time that the bubble could pop, and it did. And, you know, it probably would have popped anyway, even if Spencer didn't get hurt, because you really didn't have any dependability in the run game whatsoever. You were having a hard time getting anyone blocked. So it was probably going to pop. Would it have been as bad had Spencer not been injured? Probably not, but I think that team was headed to trouble. I mean, let's face it. I mean, you had in the last month of the season, you had Kansas State, Oklahoma on the road. Mid-October, you had TCU on the road. Your hard games were backloaded. You know, Baylor was not as strong as people thought. You know, Tech had a good season, but they weren't great. You know, and Texas was good, but they weren't great. And then you have to go to K-State and KU, both, you know, Kansas State obviously having an outstanding season. You know, Oklahoma was not great, but it's still OU on the road. You had to go to Kansas, who had their best season in a long time. And so, yeah, it was just a lot of things. It was a lot of things. And, you know, defensively, it had been kind of a struggle for the early part of the year anyway. And then offensively, all of the issues you had finally caught up with you, not to mention some other injuries to some key players, receivers like Jaden Bray. But I don't know how much that really mattered, because they couldn't run the ball. So I don't know how much that matters.
Yeah. Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, reluctant to rehash the 2022 season, but
okay.
He did, yeah.
It's a bowl game again, though, Bill. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, here I am saying that.
Yeah.
It's kind of stupid to say that when you went to a bowl game. You've been to a bowl game every year since 05.
Yeah, yeah.
Just didn't eat the way that people would have liked. But I wasn't surprised.
Yeah.
You know, I was surprised by how, you know, that it went kind of down as far as it did, but I knew trouble was coming. There was just no way around it. You were living on borrowed time.
Yeah. And you know what's funny about it too is you see that and you kind of know as you mentioned, you're waiting for that bubble to pop, and you know, Oklahoma State stole some games, but you know, TCU, and you look at the season they had, and they stole some games and probably won some things that they shouldn't have, but then there's other games you kind of make some plays here and there, and that's the difference between a meh season and competing for a Big 12 championship. So I guess it kind of shows how close the conference is, and with some tweaks, you can turn things around here pretty quick in this league.
You can. And then, you know, another part of it from TCU standpoint, just, you know, full disclosure, they were able to rush the football. Oklahoma State could not.
Yeah.
And they had some big time players. They had pros. I mean, and you got to have pros if you're going to make a run at that level. I mean, Quentin Johnson was a beast. They had him pegged. You know, Pro Football Focus had him, you know, as a top 20 draft pick last summer. And I looked at that and thought, gosh, I mean, I know he's talented, but he really hasn't done all that much. Well, they knew what they were saying.
Yeah.
That guy was really good. And they had some others. And so you, at some point, you know, having those types of players, it reveals itself and it separates the teams that are maybe above average from the teams that are elite and, you know, teams that have a chance to be in the playoff.
Well, as we look to 2023, a new quarterback, someone that is familiar with the Big 12, Alan Bowman, who spent some time at Texas Tech, started a couple seasons there, dealt with some injuries and was at Michigan for a couple of years. But he comes in and just from hearing Coach Mike Gundy over the spring, it didn't seem to me like he had any concerns about Bowman coming in, understanding the playbook, the terminology. This was going to be a guy that, and I don't want this to sound diminished, but like a plug and play. It's like he's going to be able to step in and do stuff for us right away. So that provides some leadership behind Gunner and Garrett at that position, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, I think Bowman will be the starter. I don't think there's even a shadow of a doubt that he'll be the starter. And it took him a little while to get going just because he hadn't played in 2 years. I mean, he had barely played at Michigan for 2 years, and then he'd been hurt prior to that where he was in and out at Texas Tech. So it'd been a while. And, you know, since he'd, you know, seen all the reps on a regular basis as quarterback. So there was a phasing in, if you will, that had to happen, but he's worked really hard at it. You know, he's watched so much video from what I'm told. And, you know, again, this is sort of a last shot for him and he wants to make the most of it. And that's exciting. And I think his attitude's good. I think the guys really respect him. And, you know, and again, I think in this system, which is going to be similar to what he was in at Texas Tech, it suits his skill set. He's not going to take off and run like Spencer did and get you 20 yards. He will run more to throw it. And that is just fine. You know, he's a guy that can run, but he's going to run and throw it. And that's, again, that's okay. And given his history of health issues, that's a good thing. You would not want a guy, you know, given some of the injuries he's had, taking off and trying to run for 15 yards on a regular basis. That just wouldn't be very smart. But I like him. And again, I don't think there's any doubt he'll be the starter.
That's Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. More of our conversation next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
I'm your game day face paint, and you just rubbed me right into your eye. Now your vision is super irritated. So is that driver you just hit. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, these damages will rob you blind. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average auto savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high. drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again. Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, is my guest. And What's Your Beef? Presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. Dave, let's get your beef on this. What are some players, and of course there's a bunch of names, but who should fans keep an eye out for this year?
Well, let's bring in some of these guys that transferred in. You know, there was a lot that was said about the guys Oklahoma State lost, and of course they lost some key guys, and we haven't been through this before, so everybody's sort of freaked out, but that's because no one has a reference point. We haven't done this before, so what's good and what's bad is yet to be determined. But you know, there's some guys they brought in the portal that I think are going to really help. Elijah Collins, running back from Michigan State, who had a couple of good seasons there. You know, he's been really good, and really good as a leader. Just a guy that's kind of made the point that, hey, it's my last shot. Let's go. Deshaun Stribling, the transfer from Washington State, you know, he's a junior. He's a pro. There is no doubt he's a pro. He's 6'3", 210, 215-ish. A really nice addition. You know, let's be honest. I mean, he's better than any of the receivers they lost. And probably by a long shot. And that's no offense to those guys, but you know, he's better than any of the guys that left. There is no doubt in my mind about that. So he's a nice addition. You know, Justin Kirkland's an interesting story. You know, with the three-man front, you need a nose that's a space eater. Well, Justin Kirkland's 6'4 and 346. He transferred in from Utah Tech, so yes, he can do that. You know, they've really liked him. He's another guy that's transferred in that they're excited about. So that gives you a few. And then to the guys that are back that people will recognize, and there's a fair number of those. You know, Jaden Nixon at running back with great speed, an exciting player that has shown flashes. Kendall Daniels at safety has a very bright future at 6'4". He's long. He's athletic. He looks like an NFL defensive back. He probably will be an NFL defensive back, and he'll be in that center field safety position, which is really important in this defense. And, you know, he's just so athletic. And, you know, as the year went along and he just sort of learned about, you know, playing at this level and got dialed into what was happening on the defensive side, he got so much better. Colin Oliver returns now technically as a linebacker, but, you know, a rushing defensive end, which is what he's really good at. I mean, that's what he does. And, you know, he's had two terrific seasons, a freshman All-American 2 years ago and second team All Big 12 last season. So there's some guys back. As much as was talked and said about, oh my gosh, they lost all these guys and, you know, there's nobody there, that's not necessarily the case.
That's What's Your Beef, presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. I'm looking at the schedule, and I'm looking at the Big 12 website, big12sports.com, and their big grid. And if I'm following all the logos correctly, I think, Dave, Oklahoma State and West Virginia are the only two schools of the current 10 that will play all four of the newbies, BYU, Central Florida, Cincinnati, and Houston. So a different look for the schedule this season.
And the Cowboys will not play TCU, Texas Tech, Baylor, or Texas.
It's kind of nice. Is it nice? Is it good? Because four of the last five games come against the newbies. The Bedlam game the first week in November is thrown in there. So that could be kind of an advantage because Coach Gundy will certainly have enough video on these new teams coming in. And the first opponent will be Cincinnati, and that's the final weekend of October for homecoming. So that kind of sets up kind of nice.
Well, in theory, the schedule was made for you to overachieve. I think I saw somewhere somebody told me Vegas has the over-under on wins for Oklahoma State at 6.5. Based on the schedule they play, I'm not telling people how to bet. Jeez, oh whiz, don't take it that
way. Yeah.
I get fired. but no, in all seriousness, using that simply as a reference point and not as any telling people what to do with their gambling, I'd be stunned if they didn't go past that.
Yeah.
Well over that. Yeah. Just based on the schedule, Bill. You've got in the non-con, you've got Central Arkansas at home, Arizona State, who is in a complete reloading job. South Alabama won 10 games last year. They're pretty good. So that's not going to be a gimme, but it's one you should win at home. And then a Big 12 conference schedule that sets up pretty favorably. And so I think there's a lot of people that heard all the grumbling about the transfers that left here and maybe don't acknowledge or understand how good the transfers are that came in. And they're a little down on Oklahoma State. I'm not sure necessarily just how good this team will be, but with its schedule, it could do some damage.
Yeah, and, with Coach Gundy, too, it doesn't seem like this program's down very long. I think that can be a quick turnaround. I think he's proven that before, so... Yeah, I think things are shaping up. What did you say it was, 6.5?
6.5.
Yeah. Oh, boy. If I had some extra money, I would,
Better not get into that. We'll both get fired.
Yeah, I know.
Don't go there. We'll both get fired.
We'll wash our hands of that one, but yeah.
Yes.
No, but that is interesting. I do think they're better than a 6 or 7 win team. That's for sure.
Especially with schedule. That's the key.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, no doubt. So with Bedlam done after this season for the foreseeable future, without something being forced onto fans, is there another rivalry that you could see popping up between Oklahoma State and another Big 12 school?
There's always been that with Texas, and of course they're going away too.
Yeah.
I don't know. There are some others that are sort of friendly. I think Texas Tech people would like kind of for us to be a part of that. I don't know if our fans feel the same way about them. It's no offense to them. There's too much separation. So I wouldn't put that one in that category. And I don't mean that against Tech. I just think it's they've always kind of chased Oklahoma State. I think in their minds, they feel like their program should be what Oklahoma State is. And for whatever reason, it's not worked out.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of that, which is understandable. If I were in their shoes, I'd feel the same way, because 20 years ago, these programs were in the exact same position, basically the exact same position. One really took off and the other has done okay, but not as well. Kansas State's another friendly one. But as far as anything even remotely comparing to OU, it just doesn't exist. But there's enough familiarity. There's enough competition and familiarity with the rest of the conference that, it's not like, they'll look at it and say, oh my gosh, we're playing West Virginia, I'm not coming. No, there's a lot of respect for West Virginia. And so that's not really a problem, but there won't be anything as intense as that. And We've played Houston before. There's a lot of familiarity with them. Dana Holgorsen is the coach there. He was our offensive coordinator and for Coach Gundy in 2010. So there's a ton of familiarity there. So that won't be, you know, it'll take a little time for people to become more familiar with the new schools, you know, Houston being the exception, but that'll take care of itself.
And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, organically what happens with these rivalries. Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. It was great catching up with you. Great insight. Really appreciate your time.
Oh yeah, Bill. And we're not that far out really. I mean, stop and think about it. It'll be the 1st of August before you know it.
I know. And we'll be going. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it's going to be here fast. So, all right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how Oklahoma State shapes up, and we'll talk again down the road.
Sounds good, my friend. Have a great summer.
Yeah, you too. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed, and I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses, so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem, like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Big 12 This Week. You can hear the show on Sirius XM, channel 375, 6 Eastern. And we continue with our football previews, welcoming John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears, back with us. John, nice to visit again.
Bill, always great to visit with you, even here in June, and it's a fun time to look ahead, isn't it, to the football season?
Yeah, definitely. We talked a couple weeks ago about softball, so it's great to have you back here to chat football. Mississippi State transfer Sawyer Robinson and incumbent Blake Shapen. Any decisions yet on the starting quarterback? You had any inside info?
I'm the last person to ask, Bill, but nothing public yet on those guys. I think what Coach Aranda said after the spring game was you'll give it a week, and the coaches, you know, were all out for a week, and then when they got back, they would make a decision. But to be honest, I haven't heard anything publicly yet, and maybe they know, like maybe the coaches have, you know, told them what they think, you know, coming out of spring and going into fall camp. But publicly, you know, we don't really need to know until the first snap of the season. So I think that's where that stands. One thing about Dave Aranda, he is always open and honest, and it's person over player. So he's going to do what's best for the student athletes. And, you know, part of that probably would be, you know, letting them know where they stand.
And there's some advantages to that, because then the team knows and the quarterback knows going into fall camp, as opposed to that question and suspicion and all of that hanging over, you know, not only their heads, but then, you know, all the other players after every practice, you know, well, how's this guy look? What about that? You know, that can become a distraction sometimes too.
Yeah. And we saw that last year, the benefits of that. Remember spring a year ago, it was a real good competition between Gary Bohannon and Blake Shapen. And Coach Aranda said he was going to name the starter at the end of spring, and he did. He named Blake Shapen, and Gary transferred to South Florida. But it really paid benefits in that the whole team knew, like you said, all right, Blake's our starter. And Blake kind of took charge through summer workouts, individual workouts, you know, just working out on their own with receivers. So it was really fun to see how he grabbed hold of that when he was named the starter. And I think it really paid off, you know, in extra work over the summer going into fall camp.
Well, Shapen was 23 of 28 with three touchdowns against Oklahoma State in the Big 12 title game in 2021. He wins the job. How would you evaluate his play last season?
Inconsistent. You know, I think he's going to be better. I think he's going to be a lot better this year. For whatever reason, he was, you know, he had some good moments, but not enough of them together, you know. And so I think inconsistent is the way to kind of describe that for Blake Shapen. But there's a lot more there. There's a lot more in the tank with him. I think we'll really see that this year. He's got a full year of starting under his belt. The year before, he had some starts when Bohannon was out with an injury. Started the Big 12 championship game, as you mentioned, in 21. Completed his first 17 passes of the game. But I think we'll see the real version of Blake Shapen coming up this fall.
John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears, joining us. So, of course, we don't know what Coach Aranda and the staff are thinking, but was Robertson brought in from Mississippi State to just kind of push Shapen along a little bit, or is there a true fight for this number one job?
I think to push and to compete, you know, for the starting job. You know this, Bill, as well as I do. You can't go through a season with one quarterback these days. You know, you got to have depth at quarterback. And Sawyer Robertson certainly provided that. And he wasn't brought in just, you know, as Blake's backup. He was brought in to push him and to compete for the starting job. And I think he did very well. He was very impressive in the spring. And in the spring game, he was very impressive. That was back in April. So I think that they've accomplished that already, you know, with bringing in Sawyer Robertson, and they've helped their depth. And, you know, competition is always good. Iron sharpens iron, and it makes everybody better. So I think we've seen that with him joining the Baylor team.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a great point you bring up about needing more than one quarterback. I mean, you look at what when Baylor had their great run and won the Big 12 championship, and then last year the two teams that played in the game, K-State, you had Will Howard from K-State who had to step in, and then you know, on the other side, Max Duggan, first game of the season, he lost the job, comes back in. And so, yeah, you know, there's a situation where each of those teams needed two quarterbacks. So, yeah, that'll be an interesting dynamic to watch this fall with the Baylor Bears as we look at the 2023 season with John Morris, voice of the Bears. Running back Richard Reese had a great freshman year. Big 12 Offensive Freshman of the Year, as a matter of fact. And I think he set a record for rushing yards at Baylor for a freshman.
For a freshman, yes, yeah. He did. I mean, he stepped in. He's from Belleville High School, pretty small Texas high school town. But, you know, that just shows how good high school football is in the state of Texas. You know, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Belleville. Oh, I'm the Big 12 Offensive Freshman of the Year, you know. So really fun to see and a great guy to boot. And, you know, it'd be fun to see what he does as an encore this year as a sophomore.
And then what does the offense look like surrounding him and then whoever is the starting quarterback? But what else is coming back or what's around?
Yeah, some new linemen, lost most of the offensive line. That was a real strength of the team last year. But I think there are guys who are here, who have been here in backup roles, and now they'll step up. So I think we'll be fine there. Eric Mateos has done a great job as the offensive line coach here at Baylor. So we'll be fine there. Some new skill position players also coming in. Richard Reese is one that is back, and there's a couple of others back there that will kind of, you know, all contribute, I think, you know, or one will rise to the top and be the main guy. But whoever it is, whoever has the hot hand, I think they'll get the carries. And we got some new receivers this year, too, on the roster. So there's going to be some new faces offensively for Baylor. But I think they got done what they wanted to get done, what they needed to in the spring. And now they'll do their summer work, and then they'll hit the ground running on it in early August.
Switching sides of the ball here, new defensive coordinator Matt Pollage. I say new, but not really new, because he comes back to the staff. He coached secondary players and I think special teams a couple of years ago. He left for Oregon. So he comes back, and Coach Dave Aranda had an interesting move. He had to let his mentor go and make a change at defensive coordinator. Just talk about that process a little bit and why you think that was needed.
Yeah, Ron Roberts was our defensive coordinator, and you're right. He was Dave's mentor, really. Dave coached under him, and then when Dave got the job here, he brought Ron in as his defensive coordinator. So great respect for him and great respect for what he did during his time here. But I think that really speaks to Dave Aranda, that he'll do what he needs to do to move the program forward and to make the program better. You know, that had to be tough, you know, to let Ron go and make a change at defensive coordinator, but he felt like that was the right move and he did it. And, you know, more power to Coach Aranda for doing that and bringing Matt Pollage back. It's great to have him back. He was here previously, left for Oregon, came back, and all the defensive guys to a man, every one of them said there's more energy on the defensive side, you know, through spring. So I think that's one of the things that Coach Pollage brings and brings back here to Baylor. So that's a real plus for the defense moving forward.
Well, last couple seasons, they've had to replace some big names, guys that have moved on to the NFL. And so there's some holes to fill. What does the defense look like personnel-wise? Who stands out?
We're going to get those answers next from John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears, on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We're back on Big 12 this week, and we're previewing the Baylor Bears football season. John Morris is the voice of the Baylor Bears. John, on the defensive side, how do things look?
Yeah, going to be some new faces again this year on the defensive side. Some guys are back, Gabe Hall, TJ Franklin in the defensive front, and then some young guys around them, linebackers, defensive backs. There's guys there that have played, but maybe not played in key roles for Baylor. So I think that they got the work done and got those guys some reps with first team defense in the spring that they needed to. So start of the year, you may need a roster to say, who is that and why is he starting? But we've got talented players here. Our coaches have recruited well, and this is going to be their opportunity. I mean, they're going to have it starting this year.
John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears, as we preview the upcoming season. Looking at your schedule, you welcome in and you'll face three of the new teams, Central Florida, Cincinnati, Houston on that schedule. But you start the season with four straight games at home. That's a nice way to go through September. Of course, the fourth one of that is a big matchup with Texas.
Right. Yeah, and that's the first four of eight home games this year. Baylor has eight home games. We've never had that before. It's just the way the schedule worked out this season. So, you know, travel wise, it's going to be pretty good for the Bears and for the radio crew because there aren't that many trips. But the best side of that is just having the home field advantage at McLean Stadium. So 8 home games this year, first 4, including the first 3 are non-conference games. And then Texas for the Big 12 opener. And, you know, maybe the last time we'll see Texas in football for the foreseeable future. So that'll be a big one. That comes up on September 23rd, our conference opener. But really looking forward to trips to Orlando to play UCF and trips to Cincinnati, Nippert Stadium, to go up there to play Cincinnati. And Houston comes here. We played BYU each of the last 2 years. But really looking forward to what's ahead with the new Big 12 and these new schools coming in. It's really exciting to think about.
You know, John, the last game of September, you do go to Central Florida. Gus Malzahn's on the head coach. Dave Aranda's got some background in the SEC. I'm sure their paths crossed Auburn and LSU when Malzahn was at Auburn and Aranda was calling defenses at LSU. I would think, right? Did they ever meet head-to-head? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
I wonder how difficult it's going to be early on with these new teams coming into the conference to adjust to them and kind of know their style. And I know you get by the 5th game of the season, you'll have some video on them. But it's got to be different, though, facing teams for the first time as opposed to just seeing them on video.
Yeah, there's got to be. You know, there's got to be a bit of a transition. I think of when TCU joined the Big 12 Conference, and TCU was blowing and going, man. They were playing great. And they come into the Big 12, and there was just a, you know, kind of an adjustment period. And I think part of it really is, you know, to play quality teams week in and week out. You know, not one here and another one, you know, in a month or so, but to play quality teams every week, that takes a little bit of adjustment. And I'm not saying it'll be that way for UCF and BYU and Cincinnati and Houston, but it could be. You know, we've seen that before. So from a Baylor perspective, yeah, I hope there is a little bit of adjustment time for those new guys coming in. But they're going to be good. They're great additions to the Big 12 Conference. And it's going to be a fun year, you know, this 1 year with 14 schools.
Yeah, with Houston coming in, does that start to create some kind of a rivalry just because of the regional factor there with Baylor?
Yeah, no question. And, of course, Baylor and Houston were together in the Southwest Conference, right. So we played them a lot through the years. We actually were supposed to play Houston here in, I think it was 2020, and that was one of those – that was the oddest of the odd COVID weekends. Houston had already left town, and I think they were maybe in Waco or about to get to Waco on a Friday afternoon when the game got canceled. And so they just had to turn around and go back home to Houston. And, you know, it's one of the COVID deals where that game just got canceled at the very last minute on the Friday before we were supposed to play on Saturday. So Houston, you know, we'll see them here on November 4th. And we know Dana Holgorsen, of course, from his time at West Virginia, played against him and when he was with the Mountaineers. So, yeah, that is a good that'll be a really good addition to have another really good program from the state of Texas in the Big 12.
14 teams. Anyone stick out to you as hey, this team could be the front runner this upcoming season?
You know, I don't know. It's early. I think Texas will probably be the pick to win it this year. So we'll see how that plays out. But I would say I really expect Baylor to bounce back from last year. And last year wasn't a bad year. I mean, we finished 6-7, but they were 6-3 at one point and lost the last 3 games of the regular season, then dropped the bowl game to Air Force. So, you know, down compared to the year before when Baylor had the best season in school history, winning the Big 12 and winning the Sugar Bowl. But I really think Coach Aranda has a plan, and the people and the schedule is a plus to make a really good season happen again this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you think about it, you get a little more consistent play from the quarterback position. And, right. I mean, you go back to, you know, last year, that crazy game with TCU. I mean, that – you know, that thing should have been a win Right. Up until the closing seconds there. So, right. I mean, you know, Baylor's not that far off, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And there was a double overtime loss at BYU last year. You know, it was a part of that also. And the TCU, you know, they performed flawlessly, that kick at the walk-off field goal, you know, to beat Baylor here in Waco. So part of a magical season for TCU. But I think you're right. Baylor was not that far off. And I think they were going to make the corrections and be better this year to maybe turn some of those close losses into wins.
Yeah, John, I'll let you go. Really appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Bill. Always great to be on with you. Enjoy the summer and look forward to the fall in Big 12 football.
Yeah, yep, you as well. Thank you so much. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
This is Big 12 This Week. Our look at women's athletics is brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. 10 Big 12 softball players were listed on the NFCA's All-American teams, and Oklahoma's Grace Lyons was named a Gold Glove winner. The Sooners landed an NFCA record 5 first-team All-Americans for the second straight year. The league has had 10 All-America selections, 3 of the last 4. Oklahoma, who set the NCAA Division I win streak during the Super Regionals, brought their NFCA All-American total to 81, ranking 3rd all-time. Oklahoma State was tied for the second most selections with 4 Cowgirls chosen. And Oklahoma's Alyssa Brito was a unanimous selection with her teammates Tiara Jennings and Jada Coleman as they become 3-time honorees as first-teamers. Lyons, a 3-time Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, had just 3 errors and 121 chances this season. The full list of All-Americans, as we mentioned, Jennings, Brito, and Coleman. Also, Jordy Ball, an at-large pitcher, and Kinsey Hansen of Oklahoma, an at-large catcher, all first team. Second team, Kelly Maxwell of Oklahoma State, Shaylin Govin from Baylor, their first baseman, and Rachel Becker at Ohio State, second base. All second team. And third team, OSU pitcher Lexi Kilfoyle and shortstop Kylie Naomi. So congratulations. That's our look at women's athletics brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. I'm Bill Pollack. Thanks for listening. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.